Okay, so now that we've gone through the sugya, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, the focus of the Gemara having to do with the Matbea Habracha, Bir Chametz, Leva'er, Albiur, how it relates to other mitzvahs, and the Kal Bogalasiyasan, let's go back to the very beginning of the Gemara, the statement itself of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Rashi's go with Yehuda Marav, Habodik Sarach Shivarech, and then from there, the question of what the specific language is, La, Le, or Al. But we have to understand something very simple, and this is what the Rishonim all focus on. What is the chidush? What is the point of Rabbi Yehuda's statement? What is he teaching us? Why would you think that there wouldn't be a bracha? Why is he telling me tzarech shivarech? What exactly is the chidush of these words, habodik tzarech shivarech? And something else to consider at the same time is the fact that the bracha focuses on bir. Why does the bracha speak about bir chametz? The bir is what you do the next day, in the morning, now you're doing a bedika. So let's focus today, let's make a schala on this. It could be we can flesh out much more on this, you know, when we're not fasting. So we'll try to at least get ourselves a little bit familiar with, I think, what would reflect different mahalchim on this question, how the implications are relevant for the broader issue of inyanim abedikas chametz, as we've already seen in other shira. So the Ran and the Rush both address this question and seem to say very different things in response. So the Ran on the Rif, commenting on the statement of, again, of Rabbi Yehuda here, Habod Tzarech Shivarech, the Ran asked the Kasha very clearly, V'im tomar pshita lama lo yivarech kishim shivarech ala mitzvah, kulan. We know that there's a din of birchas mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah. There's a halacha to be mevarech over l'asiyasa. So why would you think this is any different? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Ran in response, Yesh lomar, the hakam mashmalon. Here's what he's telling you. The afagav, the bir chametz, ikar hamitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the bir chametz. The bir, the destruction, the destroying of the chametz. Afil hachi, Nishashu maschu ba, the time that you begin that, begin that mitzvah, dahina b'shas bedika mevarech aleh. So what is Ran saying? The chidush of Rabbi Yehuda is not that there is a bracha on the mitzvah, but that you make the bracha at the time of bedika. Because after all, the ikar mitzvah is the bir. So when should you make the bracha l'chayra? At the time of the ikar mitzvah. In other words, the obelas yasan should be positioned at the time of bir. So what's the chiddush? No, habodek tzarech shivarech. That the bracha that you make al bir chametz is at the bedika, at the time of the bedika, which is at the Ran calls mishar shehu maschil ba. In other words, you make the bracha at the hascholas mitzvah, not at the ikar mitzvah. As far as the nusach is concerned, but you don't, even though you're making it at the time you're doing bedika, you don't say al bedikas chametz or livdok chametz, whatever the, you know, machokis is, whether it's le or al, but you don't talk about bedika, livdok, el levaya. She'ikr kavanas al bedika hu abir. The kavan of the bedika is abir. So the nusach is, of course, ambir. But when do you make the bracha on the mitzvahs bir chametz? At the time of bedika. This is the Ran. Very clearly, what the Ran is emphasizing is there's no chidush inherently in that you have a bracha, birchas mitzvah here. The chidush is the timing of the bracha. The bracha is on the mitzvah biur chametz. The ikar mitzvah is biur in the morning. The tchilas mitzvah is the bedika. And the chidush is habodik tzarech shivarech, that the bracha of the mitzvah biur chametz, and that's why the lashon is biur chametz, because that's the mitzvah. The timing is to do it at the Haskalah. This is the Ran's approach. Let's leave this on the side for a second. Let's take a look at the Rush, and we see a very different angle in what the Rush says. The Rush is also sensitive to this question. What's the point of Rabbi Yehuda? His gear says, Yehuda Marat, Amavida Marat, Abogsarach Shivarech. So right away, the Rush gives us insight in what Rabbi Yehuda Marav is telling us. The lo tema Eina kokach mitzvah. Kevan de eina el levayis hachametz min habayis. So immediately you see the Rush is addressing the chidush in Rabbi Yehuda Marav that you might think there's no bracha at all. By the way, you see very different angle. The Rush is saying the lo tema rasim in yud. The lo tema eina kokach mitzvah. What does he mean? We have to understand better, but just to understand just what he's saying, you would think there's no bracha in a kokach mitzvah. Why? Because it's only the purpose is only bais hachametz min habayis, so it doesn't get a bracha. The question of the Tosus of Rashi, he says it's not a mitzvah chashuva kokach. The low tema says the Tosus of Rashi in a kokach mitzvah chashuva kimish in al bais hachametz min habayis. Now, the rest goes on. I mean, we'll skip over the few next lines. A whole shayla how to read it. What the rest seemingly has to kasha. So make a bracha by the biur. What does he mean? Make the bracha on the biur, b'shal chamishis, which is a mitzvah min haTorah. Just notice the lashon without getting too much into it. So what the rest is asking, make the bracha by the mitzvah min haTorah of biur. So he answers that kasha. Omar ani, hotzas chametz min habayis, kodesh ani suri, lo nafik mitashbisu. That's this mitzvah sreifa is after that shita satosis also after the chatzos midavianoser. Go down to where it says min haraui. So far the Rush addressed the chidush of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Right now, what was the other question on the table? What was the other question? Number one, what the chidush is, and what's the other question to ask? Why the lashon is biur? So go to where the Rush picks up on that. Umin haraoi sheyivarech kodem bedika al bedikas chametz. So really, you should say al bedikas chametz. Why do we say beer? V'tiknu lomar al beer chametz, says the Rush, l'fi shal achar bedika, as soon as you finish the bedika, miyad hu mevata. You do bittel. Behainu beer l'chametz sheni adualo, and that bittel is considered a beer chametz that you don't know about. Very interesting, because what is the Rush seat of that bittel? What is bittel according to the Rush? You remember? What? Oh, the Rush. That's Rashi. That's the Rambam. What does the Rush say? What's the source of bittel? How does bittel work? No. But what's the mokah for bittel according to the Rush? The Rush holds like Tosus, I think, on this. Right? What did Tosus say? What's the mokah for bittel? Right. Well, you're elcha, meaning so how does bittel work? What is bittel? Hefka. Good. Waiting for that word. Hefka. So interesting. So that your mask of mail is not yours. Okay. He calls that beer l'chametz sheni yadua, because you're not gonna have it when you're a shus. So that. He calls that a beer source. Okay, it's interesting to notice that. Continue. So again, we're trying to explain why the nusach is beer. Is after the bidika miyad you do bittel, and that's beer for chametz sheni yadua. Again, even though it's a hefker, but that hefker is a beer because you're not going to have it. You're getting out of your shus. That's mashmos and the rest. Getting the chametz out of your shus is itself a beer. Okay. Umatznia se yadua lo. What you do have, what you do know about, you put aside. But olchem menu ashal chamishis. And you can eat from that till the hour, end of the fourth hour. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that you can eat till then. And then you destroy it, get rid of it. And on the entire involvement, and the entire process is what the bracha is now trying to cover. Okay, so what is the Rush's terrors to this question? Why does the Nusach talk about Bior? Really, you should say al-Bedika. The answer is because since the Bedika is the beginning of a process, and you do Bito, and then you Matzniya the Chametz, and you're involved in Tire 9 till the next day, and then you destroy. So they wanted to already encompass everything in the Nusach, so they used the Nusach al-Bior, which allows you to use the Bracha to be able to relate to everything that follows as well. So what is the Rush doing? The Rush has said two things. In terms of the chiddush of Yehuda Marav, that you would think there's no bracha at all. What you're doing now? In a mitzvah chashuva, in a levaras hachametz, whatever that means, Then in the middle, he talks about what about making bracha tomorrow, and he gives you the teretz for that, which is a mitzvah deraisa. But what is he saying now? You would think there's no bracha what you're doing now. It's k'mash malan that there is a bracha. And why the nusach al biur? Because they wanted to really should say abedikas chametz. No, because they wanted to include the entire tahalich of work. One thing is clear, before we even try to understand fully what the Rashi is saying, the Rashi is clearly not saying what we saw in the Ram. The Ram took for granted that there's a birchas mitzvah, pshita, and he says, yeah, the chiddush is only the timing. That you do it, you do the bracha at the time of bedika. Both zachshivat. The Rashi is saying there's a chiddush in that you need a bracha now, you need a bracha at all. As far as that's one nakuda. And the other nakuda, that the nusach is al bir, the Rashi has to try to explain. Really, you should say abedikas chametz. But they wanted to, they rushed into a sort of allude also to all the whole process we're doing after. The Ran had no problem with the Nusach. Because the Ran says, yeah, the Ika mitzvah is the beer. What is the Bidika, the Ran calls it? That's a Tchilas mitzvah. So let's try to understand the roots behind this Machokas. The Chayra have to do with back when, that days, and how we've revisited that many times, in terms of the underlying issue of the Machayev and Bedikas Chametz. This is going to play out in what we see here. Again, a lot of the fleshing out the details maybe we'll wait for, but just to see the outline of what the Rush and the Ran are reflecting here, Uchara has to do with two different Mahalchim in Bedikas Chametz. You had a question, Yaakov.
There's something to learn from the fact that the Rush uses the Rush of Al-Bior and
I think that just because each one's speaking different mandamah, you know, the puppy was one mandamah, that was the Lir, and the puppy was Al. So I think the focus is more just on whether you use the word beer. But the fact that the Ran happened to use, right, he used the Russian Lir and the Russian saying Al, just because there are two opinions in the Gemara, I don't know, it wouldn't make more than that of it. So back when, and hopefully it's everyone's, you know, still familiar, the Ran and Daf Aleph, we've mentioned it a lot. The Ran explained that the mitzvah of the Torah of Tashbisu and really by Yirah, which is also, as we explained, not just a lav, but it's really a machayev to do something. There's a chovas hashbasa midoraisa. There's a chovah, there's an obligation that's incumbent upon a Jew based on the Torah's Tashbisu, based on by Yirah, that they have to do what? So what is the mitzvah midoraisa? Let's leave bitra for now. There's no bitra. The mitzvah midoraisa is what? And we explain and we saw it in the Ram clearly, search and destroy. There's two methods. One approach is to be mevatel, but there's another approach, and that is search and destroy. In other words, you have a makom shemachisu b'chametz, the Torah expects you and wants you, and your obligation is to seek out chametz. We are in a location that chametz is likely to be, makom shemachisu. You have to search out that chametz and then ultimately destroy it. But the bedika itself is part of what the Torah is machayev. The Torah wants you to search out chametz and then destroy the chametz. Search and destroy campaign. That's the Torah's mitzvah tashbisa. To the extent that there's no chametz in a place shemachnisin, there's no makom shemachnisin, so there's no halacha. You have no, and if you did hashbasa, I mean, you did a bedika according to what you could do, some chatara chazakos, and if there happens to be chametz left and it was a place to shemachnisin or whatever you missed, so it's not pshat you're an ones and bayira. But what have we seen the Ran again many times? The Ran emphasizes that means that there's no you're not in violation of anything. All you had to do was do what the Torah told you to seek out the chametz, to look for it. And to destroy it, and well, you did that. That said, you're an honest. There's no halacha, there's no liability. So in other words, the bedika itself is itself part of the chol of the Torah imposed. Now that's if the Torah imposed that. But the Torah says you can also do bittul. If you do bittul, then you're already fulfilling it that way. That can also fulfill tashbisu, batel b'libcha, lo yirah, that's also good. But now the Gemara brings us in Davdal and Beis that midraisa bitul b'amasagi, but midrabanan is halacha bedika. What is the halacha bedika midrabanan? So the Ran, what do you need to do bedika if you have bitul? So the Ran explained different reasons that maybe the bittul is not fully belief shalem, and so on. So what, bottom line, what does that mean? That means that the Chachamim said, don't suffice with bittul. Don't suffice with bittul. So therefore, now on a drabbanan level, we're back to what we needed to do midaraisa. We're not going to accept the bittul. We want to fulfill the obligation, get out of bayiraya, do a tashbisu through the other method. Go do bedika biur. Don't rely on bittul. So what you have drabbanan is the same paradigm as a daraisa. So the bedika is the mitzvah that the Torah imposed on you. And if there was bittul, then technically the Torah might say it'd be enough. The chamtzis not enough, but it's part of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah that you're doing? It's part of the mitzvah called bir chametz. It's the hascholas mitzvah. When is the mitzvah? Of course, the ikar mitzvah is it's search for the sake of destroying. But the mitzvah is bir. So the Ran had no qualms with the lashon of bir. The question in the Ran was only what? The timing. Maybe the bracha should be positioned at the time of the ikar part of the mitzvah, not at the haschila. But the bedika is part of the mitzvah that the Torah is imposing on us to do bedika. And that's one approach, and that's the Ran, what the Ran's reflected in the Ran that we just read. Then again, there was a whole other mahalach that we built out of Tosus in the beginning of the Masechta, and we had other supports to that. That the din bedika, true. If there was no bittul, you'd have to do bedika midaraisa, right? Because midaraisa bittul be'amasagi, without bittul. But why? What's the point of why would you have to search for chametz midaraisa if you didn't do bittul? And we explained that's analogous to what type of bedika. Mekor Chaim uses that mashal, but we said that's before the pshat and Tosfos. Why would you have to do bedika for chametz? According to Tosfos, if you didn't do bittul, is the Torah telling you to do bedika? What is the Torah saying? What is the mitzvah of Torah? Don't have chametz in your house. Okay. Now, in order to comply with that, what do you have to do? Memela. What do you have to do? You have to. Okay. So how do I know how to comply? The Torah doesn't want me to have chametz in my house. So what do I have to do? I've got to make sure I don't have chametz in my house. So what is that? That is my own thing, my own strategy in order to be able to fulfill the Torah's concern is it shouldn't be chametz in their house. Lo yiruch. Tashbisu just means that chametz shouldn't exist in my house. How do I get to that point? How do I get there? I have to figure out how do I get there. I have to find my chametz. So that's why, for example, if I did a bedika but I missed chametz, we have to consider the possibility that maybe I violated by Yerah. So Tosus comes to the rescue and Daf Chaf Aleph and says, you should know, and he built it out of the Sugya Daf Vav Beis, right? That if Umaisa, you did bedika and then there was something fails, so Tosus explains, but it still won't be a problem because Tosus calls it, it's not Matzah Biyatcha, whether it's on the Ba'i Yirah or on the Ba'i Matzah. Tosus says, yeah, if a chametz was not your dua, then you're not, but that's a different answer. It's not what the Ran said. The Ran said, if the chametz that you missed was the Makkah, it's because Umaisa, that was all you had to do. So you complied with the Torah's directive of searching for chametz. That's it. That's all you have to do. Tosus had to find another way out that if chametz was left, you're not violating because it's not matzli. But in theory, there's what to be concerned about because the fact that you did a bedika is just, you know, if a person searched for worms in the lettuce and Nebuch, there, he missed something. No, so when I said the worms were there, it's not pshat. All you needed to do is search. The Torah says, cannot chametz. So that's the din deraisa. So the bedika has nothing to do with the Torah imposing a chiyah bedika on you. The Torah says, don't have chametz. You have to find a way to shtotsu, as it were. You have to make sure that, you know, how am I going to comply with what the Torah says, not to have chametz. You do bedika. So what is, then you have the chacham. And so what else can you do with the deraisa? You can get around the problem by making sure the chametz isn't yours. You mafkir it, you do bittul, it's not yours. So, what did the chametz say? There's a new halach, even if you did bittul. Both in the chametz. What is that? That's a din midrabana. Why? What a chametz to institute a din midrabana bedikas chametz? We all know. You might come to eat it. Therefore, even though bittul is technically takes you out of Ayiraya, but what if chas v'shalom, you can come to eat chametz, kares, Chametz said you got to search for chametz. So din drabana takana midrabana na bidikas chametz. Now comes the Rash is Aderach Tosfos. So when the Rash is now focusing on the statement of Yehuda Marav, so first of all, he has to know, what's the chidush? What is this bracha? What mitzvah are you making the bracha on for the Rash? What mitzvah? The mitzvah d'oraisa b'dika? There's no mitzvah d'oraisa b'dika. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, they can't have chametz. In the middle, you have to do bedika. That's not a mitzvah. Elamai, and that's where the Rosh is. So what is the mitzvah that's warranting a bracha here? Habotzer shivarech. What mitzvah? The mitzvah bedika is chametz. What mitzvah? There's no mitzvah bedika is chametz b'deraisa. What's the answer? What mitzvah? No. But what mitzvah bedika is chametz is a mitzvah, just not b'deraisa. The mitzvah is bedika b'deraban. And Mr. Drabban, we also make brachas. Nechanaka yochiach. Nikon Megillah yochiach. There's mitzvahs. You can say mitzivanu. So the Chachamim gave us a mitzvah b'digas chametz. So you make a bracha. So what's the chiddush? We make brachas on Mrs. Drabban. That goof is a chiddush. Rabbi David has one line that maybe that goof is a chiddush that you can make a mitzvah Drabban and make a bracha. But we know that from other places. You have to know. The Rosh says, yeah, but there's something unique about this mitzvah Drabban and the b'digas chametz. And that's how the Rosh begins. He says, because it's not a mitzvah chashuva kol kach. Again, I'll explain it better, but what is he saying? There's something about this mitzvah that has a certain kalus to it. It's not as chashuv. Why? Because what's the point of the bedikah? It's only for the sake of not having chametz. It's not an end in itself. It's only a means to an end. It's so that you get rid of your chametz. It's not such a mitzvah chashuva. Maybe something like this. It's only in order not to... So, yeah, it's a mitzvah to do bedikah, but it's bedikah so that you won't have chametz. Oh, so maybe such a thing doesn't get a bracha. So that's why Yehuda says habodik tzar shivarech. The halacha is that even a mitzvah like this, mitzvah bedikah that seems again not to be so chashuv. Again, we have to elaborate a little bit on this. I gave you Rabbeinu Peretz. That hey, remind yourselves on this. Look at the Me'ibi and Shachianu. There's something to be added. What does he mean exactly? But basically, the mitzvah because chametz is not an end in itself. It's only to get rid of the chametz. It's not the etzem, its own thing. So maybe it doesn't get a brach. Kashma, there is a brach. Oh, but the Rosh has another problem, and he has a real problem with this. Okay, so you have a chiddush that you make a bracha on the mitzvah because chametz. It's enough, chashav enough to have a brach. Okay, so then what's the nusach though? What should the nusach be? The Rosh has a big problem. What should the nusach be? Al what? We're both al now. Al what? Al bedikas chametz. Why say abir chametz? Now the Ran had no problem with that. Because for the Ran, the mitzvah that you're doing is the mitzvah of bir chametz and deraisa, or drabban and parent after deraisa. So of course there's nothing to talk about. The nusach of course is bir. The Ran only had to discuss the question of the timing. Maybe you should make the bracha before the ikar part of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah that you're doing now is bir chametz. The bedikah is a chiluk of the bir, just the tchila. The Rosh, on the other hand, is going out there chatosvitz, that the mitzvah that you're doing is bedikas chametz. On a deraisa level, there's nothing here in terms of bedikah. It's the chachanim created a new obligation called bedikas chametz. Midaraisa, you'd have to check chametz only the same way you have to check for worms. It's not a mitzvah be'etzem to search. It's that the Torah says you can't have chametz by yourself. So elamai, the mitzvah is the bedikah. So then say al bedikas chametz. Why al biyur chametz? It's the Rosh. Okay, but umaisa, this bedikah goes on. It leads to a bittul. It leads to setting aside the what you're going to still eat, and then you're going to burn it. And so they wanted to be kolel all of that in the nusach as well. The Rosh in between talks about why they actually require you to make a separate bracha on a deraisa. That one in between, the two lines that we skipped over, because there is a mitzvah deraisa of tashbih, so he gives the teretz that's after the zman. But meanwhile, the picture that emerges from the Rosh, you see why he's speaking different language than the Ran. It's a different wavelength. For the Rosh, the mitzvah that getting the bracha is a mitzvah bedika midrabanan. The lesson of biur, the timing is perfect because you're doing it on the mitzvah bedika. But they wanted to use a word that's going to also include what's going to happen as we behemshach, as after the bedikah, you're going to do the beer, you're going to, so all that is being included. So you use a word that's going to allow the bracha to also go on what you continue to do subsequent to the bedikah. I mean, it's all ultimately leading in that direction. Why would you think there's no bracha? It's not a mitzvah chashuva. It's only levar min abayis, the chametz, so maybe it doesn't have a bracha. Kamash Malan, it has a bracha. This is the Rash, because his perspective is that the mitzvah b'dikas chametz rabbanon is mechayev a bracha, and because of the reasons he gives, the nusach became expanded to say beer. Mitzad sheni, the Ran, as we said, is different. The Ran holds that the etzem b'dika is a chelik of the mitzvah tashbisu, the chovas hashbasa, that the Torah says tashbisu b'yeroya, which gives us an obligation to do b'dika, which culminates in biur. The ikar is the beer, but the bedikah is part of the mitzvah. And even the midrabanan, when they said, don't rely on bitu, so you have the same picture. It's just midrabanan. You have to engage in the process of bedikah, beer. You engage. What mitzvah are you doing when you're doing bedikah? You're doing mitzvah's beer. It's the tchilas ha-mitzvah. When do you make the bracha on the beer? At the tchilas ha-mitzvah. Says the Ran, it's a different niggin in the words of the Gemara now. Habodek sachshiva. You have to express it. The chiddush is that the shei barach. Habodik tzarich shei barach. You make the bracha a beer on at the time of bedikah. According to the Rash, it's habodik tzarich shei barach. You would think he doesn't. You have to emphasize the shei barach. You have to tzarich shei barach. You would think he wouldn't have to make a bracha. But the Ran, that you have to make a bracha, that's obvious. The chiddush is that when do you make the bracha on the beer? Habodik tzarich shei barach. It's a different niggin in the words. And again, the shorash of this is l'chora totally in what we saw in the beginning of the Nesach. Yeah.
So, Rabbi said that for the Rosh, the reason why the bracha is made before the bedikah is external to the bedikah itself.
According to the Rosh, you make the bracha bedikah because you make the bracha on bedikah's chametz and mitzvah bedikah rabbana. The reason why you use a lashon of biur is because they wanted to include in the nusach habracha things that you can do from the bedikah itself. It's going to lead to other things, so they want you to cover that as well in the nusach. But you're making the bracha on bedikah's chametz. Bedikah's chametz brings with it other things that follow from the bedikah, so they put that into the nusach. But the timing is exactly what it should be, because you're making the bracha on bedikas chametz, on the mitzvah drabana bedika. But since there's a tahalich, that the bedika brings with it the bito and the setting aside and then the burning, so they wanted to put that into the nusach as well, so that the bracha can also cover that. But the time of the bracha is obviously the bedika.
So
it doesn't need, no, it's a bracha, it's on the bedika, but the bracha is on the bedika. But since the bedika brings with it things that you do afterwards, which leads to beer, so they took the nusach of beer and put it in, and on the bracha and the bedika, they used the lashon of beer. The mitzvah, the bracha, the birchas hamitzvah, bedikas chametz, they chose to use a nusach of beer because since what you're doing after bedika is, they want to be, if you just a bedika, then the bracha would not be able to relate to all the things that are coming afterwards. So they want the bracha and the bedika to also include, because a bedika is all coming from that is going to be the bito and the setting aside and the burning. So they wanted the bracha to also speak to that. So they took the chosen nusach beer.
Can that make it sound like it's that they are more limited than we're saying? Like, we're saying that they're too.
The mitzvah drabanan shelo yavo la'achlo. What does Chacham say? You have to do bedika chametz shelo yavo la'achlo. What are you going to do? You can do bedikas chametz, and then you're going to set aside what you need to eat, and you'll eat, and whatever the rest of it, bato, or you destroy. So that's what you're doing, drabbanan. So the seder bedikas chametz, drabbanan, has in it the bedika, and then, of course, what you do subsequent to the bedika. But all that is what the chachamim are metake. So the mitzvah bedikas chametz bedrabbanan, shalavi yo'achlo, has a mitzvah, birchas ha-mitzvah. The birchas ha-mitzvah uses a lashon biur because we want to be able to use the bracha to also speak to all the things that you're doing right after the form of bedika, because it's all one hamshach, it's all connected. You're osek in the bedika's chametz from the time that you from the time of Ohaner, from the time of Tzeisak Chavim, all the way through tomorrow when you're burning the rest, whatever you set aside. So therefore, you chose the lesson beer to relate to the whole endeavor of bedika's chametz drabbanan. The mitzvah of bedika's drabbanan gets a bracha. The nusach speaks to the whole process. That's the rush. The Ran is different because the Ran holds that the mitzvah is bir chametz, because bedika is itself a chelk of the mitzvah's bir. Be it midraisa without bitter, be it midrabban after bitter. So we understand the nusach habracha. We didn't understand why you make the bracha now. Maybe you should make the bracha when you're doing the ikar bir, why you're doing a tchilas mitzvah. Mashmon, you do the overasiyasan of the tchilas mitzvah. That's the Ran Lishitaso, as we said from before.
Is it possible when the Rosh Hashanah in a Chashuva, and also what we see from the Rosh Hashanah, that he holds that a rebellion is there that's based off a suffix, we make a bracha on it, so he takes it on that focus, they make a bracha, you know, they're rebellion based off a suffix.
I don't know what it has to do with suffix. It doesn't say the word suffix. The Rosh is saying, the Rosh is, what?
The whole Gezira of the Rabbah is coming from the
Rabbah,
we're unsure.
Right, somebody over the right. Right, but he doesn't say because, he doesn't stress that. He stresses because, he doesn't stress that. He doesn't say the word somebody over the Rabbah. He says it's the purpose of the Bedika is to get rid of the Chametz. It's more of an Inyan Shalili than an Inyan, you know, which is positive. It's to remove chametz. I would rather be medamed. I think I gave the Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz and Daf Hey with the Rishon, the three Rishons, and why we leave out the Rishon of Tashbisu from the three that are corresponding to the. So he said, I forget the Lashon, if you remember it, but he says it's only. Who remembers the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz? If you have it, you can. Well, we bring the Lashon there. And why don't you fit the Rishon of Tashbisu as one of the three? What does he say? What's the Lashon here? What does he say?
Because
the
Ella Ella
Harchaka. So it's right. I wouldn't, it doesn't mean what you're saying, but suffix, harchaka means, I mean, related, but it's only they shouldn't have the chametz. It's not for positive, it's not a human itself. It's not, sukkah is itself, the mitzvah is having a sukkah, being chogging the yantif. Here, it's only for a purpose not to have chametz. So it's not really its own full kiyum by itself. Such a thing is not till chashuv for brach. There's a Me'iri, again, I don't have my cards with me, but the Me'iri on Shachianu, right? That's another thing the Rosh discusses. What does the Me'iri say? And why we don't say Shachianu? Again, if you have it, you can read it to me. There's a few many different answers that are given, if you know, for the question, but the Me'iri has something interesting. What does he say? No. What's the last one of the meeting? Okay. What? Where? Second. Where are we? Oh. Where is it? Yeah. Okay. Shalom. Yeah, it's okay. Shalom or Shalom? It's a different source of that. That's like interesting. The same, different, interesting, different source of that. Okay. That's the first thing. Benirali, shemitzvah she'in ikra la'atzma, elo l'harchakas aveira. This is what I think the Rosh means. The Rosh is saying it binogeya, not having a bracha at all. The Shachianu, he deals with another. So it's a question in, you know, what to answer, what kasha, with what svara. But the etzem svara, I think, is to me the same svara. The Miri is using it for Shachianu, and the Rosh is saying that's the reason why you might think there'd be no bracha at all. The Miri expresses it, mitzvah she'en ikra la'atzma, It's not a mitzvah la'atzma. It's not itself something which is has inherent value in that mitzvah, that you're searching for chametz. It's only la'harchakas aveira. It's for the sake that merely you don't have the chametz. That's the goal. That's the reason. Kigon bedika shehili zor mimitzias chametz ein bazman. So the Meir is using that svar for why there's no shachiyano. The Rashi has different explanations why there's no shachiyano. The Rashi has an explanation why you think there's no bracha. It's not a mitzvah chashuva. It means agedah, the Meir is saying here. It's not ikra la'atzma. It's only la'harchakas aveira. Okay, good. So more, we have to flesh out a little bit more, both with Rashi and the Ran. And then also, there's an interesting Lashon Rashi that, you see, Rashi here is alluding to it, but then he brings a Musaf Rashi. We have to masbid this as well. The Lashon Rashi here, at the very end of the Tapa Namid Beis, Meikara Mashma, right? Rashi says, Abir Shabiarti, Haraydain Lo Badik. Then Rashi adds, Bir Hainu Nami Bedika. Those four words. Rashi is addressing the Nusach of Al-Bir Chametz. After explaining the Shitas of whether it's Le and Al, and when the Gemara says that Al is Meikara Mashma, so now Rashi explained that already. Now Rashi adds, and as far as the Nusach Bir, Rashi is obviously implicitly asking a question. Why are we using the word Bir? This is a mitzvah B'dikas Chametz. What does Rashi say? Four words. Bir Haninami B'dika. What's the Pshat? So they bring in the Musaf Rashi, it brings from Rashi elsewhere, I think it's in Mazda Vitri. Did I bring it here? And the side, Kudi Rashi, no? No, I don't have it here. I thought I had it in my other Gemara. No. Okay, we'll have to do this the Sunday. We'll have to find the exact Nusach in the Lashon. You don't, no one has any Gemara? What?
Might only be the
Yeah, could be. Okay. It's interesting, Lashon. If you look in the Ritva here and the Maram Chalava, so what they do is they connect it to a pasuk. Rashi connects it to the pasuk. Bi'arti hakodesh bin habayis. Bi'arti hakodesh bin habayis means what? Touch the words from Parshas Kisavo. Vidui Meiser. Bi'arti. What did I do? Destroyed or
removed?
Removed. So Rashi is saying an interesting pshat here, as far as the nusach al bir chametz. The bedika and bir are not. It's mamish hainuach. The Rush and the Ran are assuming Bir is the destruction, and they have to explain why the Nusach is al Bir. The Ran is Pashit, because the mitzvah is Bir. This is a Tchilas HaMitzvah Bir, and the Rush has to say, we want to be kolel what you're going to do after Bedika, which is culminating in Bir. What you see in Rashi, and then again, some other Rishonim as well, is that Bir means the cleaning out of the Chametz, which is Bedika. But what, this says something about the nature of Bedika. I think we have to explain it better. What is Bedika's Chametz? Did I give you the Nusach Rambam? Okay, but I give you a Lashon Rambam. Look at that Lashon Rambam. Paragimel, you see what I'm referring to. Okay, so that we'll discuss hopefully next time. Okay, so we have a little time. Let's do it in Yad Yom.